First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out to pay tribute to my son.
Yes, ma'am.
Tyree was a beautiful person. And for this to happen to him, it's just unimaginable. I promise you, the only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment.
Yes, ma'am.
From God.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess now his assignment is done and he's been taken home. I want to thank. Yes. I just need whatever that George Floyd bill we needed passed.
Yeah.
We need to take some action because there should be no other child that should suffer the way my son and all the other parents here have lost their children. We need to get that bill passed.
That was the voice of the mother of Tyree Nichols from his funeral this past week. Mr. Nichols is, of course, the latest victim of a brutal, unjust death at the hands of police. Ms. Nichols' voice has called out for things to change and expressed faith about how that change will come about. Well, haven't we been here before with that same faith? Eric Gardner, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Stephon Clark, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Dante Wright. What's been missing in the past with each one of those and many other deaths of unarmed blacks by police? Action. James in James chapter 2, verse 17 says, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." James also teaches in James chapter 1, verse 20, how just getting angry, that's not enough. Writing, "For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." The true purpose of faith is for to compel us to take action. We see this truth put to use in multiple ways throughout the Bible, many of which are referenced in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go to verses 4 through 8. "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away, so he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him," meaning God, "for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, as he went out, not knowing where he was going." Oh, there are many more examples, but kind of think you get the idea. Faith is the catalyst for action. Now, does this always lead to a perfect journey? Not always. There are times when the effort will be a burden to you, but you need to remember how your works in faith are being done for others to be blessed and healed. Moses, for example, was told directly by God he would never set foot in the promised land of Israel, yet Moses remained devoted to his calling of faith and action. This is when we need to remember how our time on this earth is but for just a moment, or eternity awaits us, as Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 2 reveals, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." It was Jesus in one of his parables who tells of a man who gave his servants money to guard. The ones who were blessed the most used their rewards in trade to increase them. The one who had the least, he hid it, buried it, as a matter of fact. Those who followed up their blessing with action were congratulated by that property owner with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Have you done well? No, it's never too late to start. Imagine this, walking up to God's throne with Jesus seated at his right hand to hear them say those words to you. Well done, good and faithful servant.